Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to introduce you to my good friends. I'll make it fast. This is the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast. What will be discussed? I have no clue. From haircuts to movies to new tattoos. It's on demand anytime, so catch the broadcast.
It's the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast.
I think you're the only person that I know that calls fall the fall equinox.
I just like the way it sounds. It's the fall equinox.
Do you know what
today. Equinox
means?
It's the longest something or other. So I don't know. I saw it on the news, so I trust what the news said.
I trust what the news says.
Yeah. He said it's the fall equinox. So I went with it.
I don't know. It's the technical term.
Yeah. Isn't the summer equinox is like the longest day
of the year.
So is the fall equinox
the shortest day of the year sometime in...
The first shortest day of the year?
I think the shortest day of the year comes... First day of winter, I think.
I don't know.
Pretty sure. I don't know. What the news said, what I heard, I know they said fall equinox, but I mean, you don't go to Target and they don't have a sign that says happy fall equinox.
No, but they should, and I would buy it.
They always say happy first day of fall
yes.
or happy fall or something like that.
But I would buy that. That's a sign I would buy because it's cute and I like it.
KISS, keep it simple, stupid, right? But happy first day of fall. You got your blanket scarf on.
I do, and I feel so comfortable and warm, and I appreciate it.
But, I mean, it's, what, 71 degrees here in the studio. Normally it's 70, which I gave you a degree today. I hope you appreciate that.
Can you do it when I don't have a sweater blanket scarf on? Can you do that when I wear a tank top, maybe a crop top and shorts?
We're going back down to 70 tomorrow. No, but the thing about being here in Phoenix... Is, I mean, it's cold in the studio. The blanket scarf works. You got your sweater on. You got your boots on.
Yeah.
Because it is the first day of fall. You're going to walk out that door to 100 degree heat.
Oh, I'm going to sweat my ass off.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm already planning to like take it off because I know it's going to be so uncomfortable.
So fall weather here in Phoenix is what, December or November?
I got here the same day you did. I have no idea.
Well, when we got here in December... when we moved to Phoenix to begin the Gunner and Cheyenne show here on Camel Country, it was December 2019. And it was raining.
It was.
You know, yeah. And we were told that, it's hoodie weather, right?
Right.
And that was kind of December, January.
So when my question is when does sweater weather start, like, for sure?
Right. We know for sure December.
Yes.
How chilly does it get in November?
Right, or even October.
Yeah.
Does my kid need a jacket on Halloween? I don't know.
Yeah, right, when you go trick-or-treating?
Yeah, because in Washington, it can snow on Halloween.
Yeah, last October. Were you with us when we were trick-or-treating or no?
I wasn't with you because I got stuck doing that freaking trunk-or-treat thing.
Oh, that's
thing.
Right, trunk-or-treat.
Yeah.
No, but it was like below 30, wasn't it?
Oh, it was cold.
30?
It was freezing.
And wearing long underwear underneath the costumes and make sure everybody's bundled up. And
your poofy jackets.
And it was so cold. I remember my feet being frozen, and my daughters are young. It was 7 and 3 at the time. And they went around one block. They got a decent amount of candy. Mm-hmm. We called it good.
Yep.
We're not going any further. That's all the candy you need. The rest of it's going to go to waste anyway.
Right.
We're going home to warm up.
Exactly.
You know?
The trunk or treat and then went home.
But around here, is it shorts and short sleeves?
Yes. You know? Flip-flops.
Great question. Great question.
Got questions.
But I'm excited to experience fall for the first time here in Phoenix.
I am too.
You know? But we have a picture up of us celebrating the fall equinox, as Cheyenne would say.
Yes.
Cheyenne in her blanket scarf, and I've got a whole bunch of pumpkin spice everything, and we're just celebrating the first day.
Don't forget your flannel shirt. Your flannel needs some
yeah,
love.
Oh yeah, I did wear the flannel shirt.
I'm giving you credit.
I haven't worn this since last January.
Yes, I don't even remember last time seeing that shirt.
it's normally been short sleeves and shorts ever since last January. But it's good. I'm looking forward to the cooler weather. It's been like the hottest summer on record for Phoenix.
Yeah.
So to finally have a cooling down, I mean, yeah, granted, it's going to be 103 today. But when we've been sitting at 116 for like a month and a half, it's a welcomed 103.
I'm welcoming 103 with open arms.
Which I was kind of shocked to hear that swimming pool season's coming to an end already.
I don't believe that.
Swimming season in Phoenix, because, I mean, it's 102, but I guess when it's in the overnight hours, it drops to the 70s, which brings your pool temperature down to around 70, which is on the chillier side.
Yes.
So when it's 102 outside, you jump at the pool and your body temperature gets brought down because of the cooler water, and then you jump out, the dry heat really makes it a lot colder than what it is.
I mean, it's understandable. We were in the pool this weekend, so I definitely get it.
Yeah,
I just refuse to believe it. And it's not happening.
I bought a house with a swimming pool. I'm not going to stop swimming in September.
Right? And I agreed with that decision for you to buy that house with a swimming pool.
I want to swim. I want to jump at the pool on Christmas Day.
Right?
What's wrong with that?
Yes.
I feel like you could do that here in Phoenix.
You should be able to.
But I've seen a lot of people with the, like if you go out on the golf course, some of the houses, at least in the Red Mountain Ranch Country Club there on the golf course, they have like the black PVC tubing that they shove their pool water up into.
Yeah.
And then the 102 degree heat, the 90 degree heat, whatever the temperature is, will heat that pool water because of the black tubing.
Right.
And they push it back into the pool so that your pool water does not drop below that certain temperature.
Yep. It's just a little water heater. My dad has the same thing up in Washington for his pool. It's just on the roof and it just like siphons up to the top and runs through the course and back into the pool.
I feel like there's got to be something that's professionally done. I feel like I can't.
Oh, my dad Jimmy rigged it for sure. Yeah.
I feel like you can't just go to Depot and buy PVC and try and do that myself.
He definitely did. He definitely did. I don't know if it works. I don't know. I don't talk to my dad, so I'm not even sure if it works, but I've seen it.
I don't know, man.
I think it's smart. It's genius.
No, I like the idea because, I mean, I would love to have the heated water, because all we have is a solar cover, right? The little plastic bubbles solar cover where you put it out over and the sun heats it through the solar cover and you got to pull it off every time you want to go swimming.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I feel like I want that black thing, that black water heater.
I feel like I want you to want that and need it and get it. Yeah.
I don't
want
to pay for it. I feel like that's like a couple of $1,000 investment to get one of those things put in.
But if it is, why wouldn't you just get like a normal pool heater? You know, something that runs off your pump and just, there's got to be a different option.
But how much
I don't
that?
Know.
I feel like people go the PVC route, like the black piping.
Because it's cheaper. Yeah. I mean, probably. I don't know.
I just feel like I would attempt to do it on a Saturday, right? I get a wild bug. I got a Home Depot and you know, I'm going to have to rent a truck because I don't have a truck to bring all the PVC back.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go buy all this PVC, glue it all up, and I'll put this contraption on my roof, right? And I'm going to risk my life getting up there strapping this thing to my tile shingles.
Huh.
And then a neighbor's going to call the HOA and be like, what is this ugly ass freaking black thing on this guy's roof?
This solar panel wannabe thing.
what is that? And then as I attempt to do that, I break my pump trying to
wire it into your
new trying to attach the black PVC to the already existing PVC that's on the pump, right? So I just probably I'll go the cheap route. I'm going to keep the solar little plastic thing and just put that over the top, and we'll see how long we can utilize the pool.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. I mean, as long as it's over like 90 degrees, I think that solar cover does a great job keeping the pool
warm. They really do. I grew up with a pool. We always had a solar cover. That was just kind of, it works well.
All right.
So.
So this week, we're going to try and do as many after show podcasts as we can. It's a busy week for us because they lined us up to do these virtual meet and greets with the artists from 8-Man Jam.
Yeah.
Which 8-Man Jam is coming up this Friday and Saturday. Details are on the website, camo1079.com. But like our schedule for today is Kelsey Ballerini at 1,
mm-hmm.
Mitchell Tenpenny at 2:30, and then Darius Rucker at 4. Our schedule for tomorrow is Lindsay L at 1, Matt Stell at 4, and then on Thursday the 24th, Low Cash at 1, Riley Green at 2, and Brothers Osborne at 5.
Yeah.
It's close to my bedtime.
I know.
Be like trying to prop my eyelids open, trying to talk and be enthusiastic with Brothers Osborne.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm going to have to eat dinner and then like go do it. They'll be like my dessert.
Brothers Osborne be your dessert?
Yeah, be like my dessert.
I just get up at 2:30 in the morning, you know?
That's
my evening wind down because I don't fall asleep right away, man. I gotta have a long wind down. But,
same.
It's a good week, though. I mean, 8-Man Jam, such an exclusive event, and it sucks that we got to do it virtually this year, but that's what's happening. And but the virtual meet and greets, definitely a great opportunity for our listeners that won their way into this. The Parmalee one yesterday was great.
Yeah.
Parmalee did an acoustic little set, two songs for the winners.
They're always great. They're always so friendly. And they are just the type of people who want to know their fans. They want to know the listeners. And they truly enjoy the intimate meet and greets, which I love about them.
Yeah. So all that being said, if we don't get to the After Show podcast every day this week, we apologize. It's just a busy-ass week for us. Like yesterday, we didn't even get a podcast in, I don't think, on Monday.
I don't barely even remember yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think we did. So we just wanted to let you know that we are thinking about you, and we're not doing it on purpose. It's just a super busy week, and we will get these podcasts in when we can.
Yeah.
You know, but... we will be back on the radio tomorrow morning, and if we don't talk to you until next week's After Show podcast, have an amazing week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.